Top companies are innovation engines, producing leaders and products consistently. Contrary to popular belief, the success of visionary companies doesn't rely on having great ideas. For example, Sony's founder had no clear idea of what products his company would make. He even held a brainstorming session after founding the company to evaluate ideas ranging from sweetened bean paste to miniature golf equipment. Similarly, Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard didn't have a specific idea when they started Hewlett-Packard, HP. They experimented with wildly different ideas, like automatic urinal flushers and bowling foul line indicators. This shows that great ideas aren't necessary to start a visionary company. High-profile, charismatic leaders aren't essential either. While visionary companies did have great leaders, they were often humble, down-to-earth, and modest. What is the key to lasting success? Many comparison companies had great ideas and strong leaders, yet they still fell behind visionary companies. Visionary companies focused on building outstanding organizations that constantly generated great ideas and leaders. The real creation of the founders wasn't a product but the company itself, which advanced independently of any single person or idea. Think of a clock on the wall. Having one great idea or leader is like glancing at the clock to tell the time. But building an organization that consistently produces great ideas and leaders is like building your own clock, a reliable machine. Visionary companies are like machines that continually produce great products and leaders. Visionary companies prioritize core ideology over profits yet prosper successfully. Visionary companies aim for more than just making profits. Their core ideologies, which include a higher purpose and enduring core values, guide their decisions over generations, similar to the principles in the American Declaration of Independence. Take Johnson & Johnson, J&J, as an example. In 1935, CEO Robert W. Johnson Jr. wrote our credo, outlining the company's core ideology. It prioritized responsibilities, first to customers, second to employees, and so on. Only after fulfilling these did Johnson state that shareholders should get a fair return. Most visionary companies weren't mainly focused on profit. Even though some ideologies seem soft or idealistic, these companies managed to make practical business decisions and profits without straying from their core beliefs. A core ideology is crucial not just during good times but also in crises. For example, during Ford's crisis in the 1980s, the management revisited their core values and founder Henry Ford's principles, unlike General Motors, which didn't take such steps. While all studied visionary companies had a core ideology, the specifics varied. What matters is having a genuine ideology and consistently following it. Visionary companies are driven by their core ideology more than profits, yet they still succeed financially. Preserve core ideologies, stimulate progress, ensure improvement. Visionary companies succeed by holding tightly to their core beliefs while being open to change and progress in how they operate. For example, Walmart's core belief is to exceed customer expectations, a constant value, but having greeters at the store entrances is a practice that can change. Similarly, Boeing's core belief is to lead in aviation, but building jumbo jets is just one way to express that belief, and it can change. This flexibility shows how visionary companies reject the tyranny of the or, which suggests they must choose between sticking to their core values or progress. Instead, they accept the genius of the and, allowing them to innovate and grow while staying true to their fundamental beliefs. Visionary companies have core beliefs that guide them, and they constantly work to improve their products, business, and organization. They never settle or become complacent. J. Willard Marriott, the founder of Marriott Corporation, lived by the motto, "Keep on being constructive, doing constructive things, until it's time to die. Make every day count, to the very end." This might sound depressing, but it shows a strong commitment to constant progress. Like their core beliefs, this drive for progress is natural and unquestioned in visionary companies. They encourage progress by setting bold goals and creating systems that promote innovation and improvement. Visionary firms employ ambitious, bold objectives to drive advancement. Visionary companies often set extremely bold objectives known as Big Hairy Audacious Goals, BOGs. These goals are ambitious and may seem unrealistic to outsiders. However, they are clear enough to motivate and focus the organization. A famous non-corporate BOG is the one set by John F. Kennedy in 1961 when he announced that the U.S. would send a man to the moon and bring him back safely by the end of the decade. At the time, this goal seemed almost absurd, but it pushed the U.S. forward. Boeing has also set many bogs throughout its history, such as its commitment to developing the 747 jet. Boeing pursued this goal relentlessly, without considering failure. The CEO once said they would finish the jet even if it took the entire company. This nearly happened. At one point, about 86,000 people, 60% of their workforce, were laid off as plane sales fell short of expectations. Thomas J. Watson Sr., founder of the computer tabulating recording company, had a big, bold vision. His company, which initially sold coffee grinders and butcher scales, was renamed to match his global ambitions. The new name, International Business Machines, IBM, was daring at the time. Bogs, big hairy audacious goals, often become self-sustaining. For instance, the space program continued after Kennedy's death, and visionary companies kept chasing their bogs even with new leaders. When one bog was met, they set new ones aligned with their core values. Visionary companies use these goals to drive progress. Pioneering firms resemble cults, newcomers either thrive or exit. Visionary companies focus so strongly on their core beliefs that their workplaces feel like cults. New hires quickly find themselves socializing mainly with coworkers and are encouraged to keep company details secret. Employees become deeply invested in the company's values. At IBM, for example, managers in training would sing from an IBM songbook. March on with IBM. Work hand in hand. Similarly, Walt Disney Company employees had to embody the ideology of family fun. Men with facial hair couldn't work at Disney theme parks, and anyone caught swearing in front of Walt Disney was immediately fired without exception. In visionary companies, only those who meet high standards and expectations succeed. New employees quickly realize they either fit in and excel or struggle and leave. These companies don't compromise on this. However, because employees are trusted to uphold the company's core beliefs, they are given the freedom to innovate. This helps avoid the groupthink seen in many cults. Importantly, visionary companies aren't centered around a charismatic leader but around core values. While charismatic leaders can inspire, such organizations fail when the leader departs. Visionary companies have a near cult-like nature where new hires either thrive or exit. Visionary firms generate ongoing flow of top-tier executives. Visionary companies often had great CEOs, but their real strength was in constantly producing top leaders. They focused on developing managerial talent within the company, ensuring new leaders aligned with their core values. These companies also planned leadership succession carefully to maintain stability during unexpected events. Take General Electric, GE, as an example. Jack Welch is their most famous CEO, but GE's strong internal management training and succession planning have produced many leaders of his caliber over the years. More GE alumni have become executives in American corporations than from any other company. Notably, Welch planned his succession 7 years before retiring, although Bob Galvin of Motorola began planning 25 years before stepping down, showcasing even more forward-thinking. Comparison companies often hire external CEOs unfamiliar with the company, leading them to make poor decisions and steer the company in the wrong direction. These CEOs were frequently near tyrannical and lacked succession planning, creating leadership gaps when they left. Some even hindered succession planning and sabotaged potential candidates, causing the companies to struggle after their departure. On the other hand, visionary companies consistently develop high-caliber leaders. Pioneering firms stimulate progress by promoting trial and error. Charles Darwin found that evolution works through small changes in species, with the best chances of survival. Similarly, successful companies know they must promote similar growth by encouraging employees to try new ideas, products, and practices. For example, J&J's Band-Aids were invented when an employee used surgical tape and gauze to quickly bandage his wife's finger cut. He shared the idea with the marketing team, who supported it, and Band-Aids became J&J's top-selling product. 3M gave its employees 15% of their work time to pursue personal projects. This policy led to the creation of Post-it notes, as two separate projects by different employees came together. This success wouldn't have happened if 3M hadn't promoted experimentation, even when initial market studies were negative. In contrast, 3M's competitor, Norton, discouraged exploring opportunities outside its traditional products. In evolution, many variations don't succeed, and business is similar. Johnson & Johnson had noticeable failures, like their colored casts for kids with fractures. These casts turned hospital sheets into messy art and caused laundry chaos. Visionary companies know that failed experiments are necessary for progress and shouldn't be punished, or else further experimentation will stop. They promote progress by encouraging experimentation. Visionary companies act on values, implementing them effectively. While many businesses claim to follow high values, promote trying new things, or support ongoing improvement, they rarely show it. However, the successful companies in the study turn their values into actions. They set up clear systems that shape daily work and decisions. For example, 3M didn't just say, "We want our employees to be more innovative." They gave employees 15% of their time for personal projects and required 30% of each division's yearly sales to come from products made in the last 4 years. Visionary companies didn't just talk about constant improvement, they made sure it happened. Walmart, for instance, used Beat Yesterday ledgers to compare each day's sales with the same day from the previous year, driving constant growth. Hewlett-Packard ranked its employees yearly to prevent high-status workers from slacking. These companies took long-term action seriously. They invested heavily in new technologies, business practices, training, and research and development. For example, Merck aimed to lead in medical research by modeling its labs on academic ones and letting researchers publish in academic journals, which was rare for private companies then. They let research drive product development instead of marketing, attracting top scientists. Visionary companies didn't just talk, they took real steps to live their values. Key points 1. Visionary companies focus on building organizations that generate ideas and leaders. 2. Core ideologies, not just profit, guide visionary companies' decisions and success. 3. Flexibility in practices helps visionary companies innovate while staying true to values. 4. Setting ambitious goals motivates organizations and drives continuous progress. 5. Cult-like commitment to core values ensures employees either thrive or exit. 6. Effective companies develop top leaders internally, ensuring consistent leadership. 7. Encouraging trial and error promotes continuous improvement and innovation.